We love Chicago, and it is Sunday. Still, our fun day.
I don't have fun day.
Well, maybe we do.
Maybe you do.
But that means it's almost Monday, but we won't think about that right now. We'll just think about this evening and all the good food you just ate and all the good wine you're drinking right now. Yeah. Have a good time, because that's what we're doing. We're doing, that's what we're here for.
Thank you.
sounds were off our most recent recording release.
Yes, right.
Would like to say it was released in the current century. Which is saying something for us. But we've been having some fun revisiting some of our early stuff, so
won't you time travel back with us? Embracing, I was going to say our age, but I was going to say our legacy. Our legacy. Very nice seeing young girls in the audience here. What's your name?
Sarah.
So it's exciting for us to see that. Thanks for coming. Thanks to all of you guys for coming. So here we go. Time traveling back to 1983.
No.
Oh no, even further. This goes to the 70s. That's what this song is. Yeah. This one is
It's an old song, but we recorded it actually on our first CBS LP. If you're sitting next to somebody in the 30s, I would describe what that is.
Vinyl, maybe it's vinyl.
Going on in certain shows, and he's got a secret for you.
to go back to the beginning of recorded history in Babylonia. Literally. This was the first record you made?
Yes. Cost $35. And it's $10 in the studio, so that's 3 hours, 3.5 hours. Recorded in 3.5 hours.
Of course, that's $1989, so.
Yeah.
I mean, $1899.
$1981, actually. We were never good at math anyway, that's why we did this.
Thank you.
Georgie girl attempt to write something like that.
It's like early girl power.
Oh,
going to invite one drummer downstage to sing with them, and invite another special guest drummer to take that seat. And for tonight, our special auxiliary Bangles guest drummer is the one, the only, Mr. Brad Elvis.
Oh! You may know him from the band The Romantics.
This is a song about Liverpool.
Thank you.
December, we're going to participate in a show in Los Angeles to honor one of our favorite bands, very influential band from the late 70s called Big Star. We're doing a benefit show with some other special guests. It's going to be a really wonderful night of music. And if you don't know Big Star, if you're not familiar with music, get yourself educated. You'll be happy. I did.
Boys.
sure that's okay. Okay, just check. I know it's a very civilized venue. We're being very civilized. But maybe a little less. Sort of slightly obsessed with the 60s. Slightly. It's one of the things that we that bonded us together when we first met. And Derek suffers from the same obsession. Thank God. So and we're gonna do a song by a band from the 70s. No, I think they actually dated the 60s. It's like 60s.
You might know this one guy who was in the band whose name is Todd Lundgren.
I've heard of
him. Yeah. Thank you. food. I'm going to dedicate this next one to everyone here tonight. Thank you so much for supporting us. Started in the garage. We met through an ad in the newspaper. Anyway, thanks for being here for us. You make it possible for us to do what we love the most, which is play music.
Brittany, if you're still here, you want to come join us? Come on, don't be shy. All right, you do. Come on, baby.
And we've recruited another little dancer. Right?
Yes.
This lovely little girl. Yeah. She really just knows how to walk like an Egyptian.
Well, that's the way you do it.